Hello, everybody. Welcome to Rums Over Baghdad. It's me, your host, Albie. Hello, I'm down here. Joining us today, we got Mary.
Hi. Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
We got DJ.
Hi. This fingers. The screens finger. Like actually match what's on my
I know,
computer.
It's great, isn't it? Look at that. Look at that. It's real good. Welcome. Cool. I'm glad everybody's doing well. We're here together.
I mean,
this is the 27th of February. Well, listen. We can talk about. We're okay. That's all you could say. We're not Eastern Europe right now. That's just.
Oh yeah, no.
We're frank.
what do you think? No. Just general
for
baby.
Being a bummer.
Okay. Oh, you weren't thinking. Okay, that's fair. All right, I get you.
I'm just tired.
Elden Ring. Let me tell you. The Elden Ring will tire you out. You want to start with Elden Ring?
I didn't play any Elden Ring yesterday at all.
Mary.
Yeah.
I have a confession to make. I also barely played Elden Ring yesterday. This is going to be a podcast where everybody thinks we're going to be talking about Elden Ring.
Yeah.
And we're actually not going to talk very much about Elden Ring.
Yeah.
Because it's like, well, I haven't gotten that far.
I went outside and I touched grace instead.
That's true.
So
gotta touch that grace.
Yeah.
I cannot believe they called it touch grace. I just cannot believe that their choice. They have to have known. They have to have known.
Probably.
That it was like touch grass thing and the grace. It's gotta be. Gotta be. Yeah. Elden Ring. Hot new game from Software. Released Friday.
People are saying it's like one of the best games ever of all time.
I can't say that yet.
No, I barely played it.
It's also a lot of technical stuff. Like, the stuttering is rough.
I heard about that.
Stuttering is like, wow.
We're both on PC, huh?
So, PC, yeah. You have a 3070, Thardon? And what, you have a 3060?
1070.
Oh, you're still on the 1070. And you're on the 3060, Mary? I forget
what
you got.
I'm on a 2060 Super.
So, Thardon's got the theoretical worst card.
I have the worst card in existence.
How's it going for you?
It's fine.
Were you barely in the minimum recommended rating or something?
Barely?
Yeah.
Like, it's the 970
is the minimum, technically.
That's true.
Yeah, I wish I had a matching hat. No fair.
Don't worry, Mary. We'll get you a matching hat. Don't worry. Everybody gets a hat. It just was a hat that I didn't know everybody would like.
Everyone will enjoy this hat. Look at the fucking colors. Yes. The colors are baller.
It's a great hat. I mean, look at this hat. It's sharp.
Fucking Party Demon is very good.
Pretty good. Got a big head. I can never wear hats because I have such a big head, but this one fits all right. Except for the whole, like, having to wear a headset over.
Yeah, I can never do it. I feel like we've had this conversation before, so I'll keep it short, but I feel like minor league baseball in Texas has lots of good Mexican affiliates.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure they do.
Mm-hmm. The pointy shoes.
The chanclas.
Yeah.
Oh, no, not the chanclas, yeah.
It's the Armor. What is it? That place starts with an A. Amarillo?
Amarillo, yeah.
Amarillo, yeah. Pointy shoes or something.
Yeah,
like
something
that.
Yeah.
It's very good.
Plus, you got like those. You had that one like period of the Whataburger co branding the Houston Asterix Astros.
Wait, what?
The Asterix season. Asterisk season.
Oh. Hey, is baseball happening this year? Hot take.
Maybe not.
Sports chat. Rather than Elden Ring, that doesn't look good.
About baseball.
Yeah.
Don't look good. More about Elden Ring than baseball.
Yeah. So why do they say grace? Why not grass? What was the choice there? Does anyone know? Is it just them being kooky?
Like bonfires, right? Like, you know Dark Souls a little bit. Like,
sure.
Touch it. Yeah. It's just it's their new name for bonfires, is basically.
Oh, I thought you
Points of grace. Mm-hmm. I don't know what that has any implication of. It's just like,
I thought there was a line somewhere and someone went, I gotta go outside and touch the grace instead of touch the grass or something. So I thought there was just some weird bullshit there.
Doesn't someone in the beginning say, hey, you gotta go touch some of these points of grace or something like that in the opening of that game? It's pretty good. It's pretty funny. Go ahead, Mary.
It's an open world Dark Souls. Oh boy. Yep. That's the game.
It is kind of like Dark Souls, but also kind of not. Like, I feel like everyone says, like, open world Dark Souls, but it feels to me more loose than Dark Souls. Like, maybe more approachable. I don't know. Dodging feels different. But maybe that's because I'm coming from Dark Souls 2.
Oh, now, why? Were they different between 1 and 2? Or is it, like, that doesn't use the stamina bar anymore? Like, what's...
It's different because it's, like, it... So, like... And I don't really notice it during the one fight, the fight Mary's on, which is the, whatever, Marguerite, the Fell Omen or whatever.
Margaritaville. It's kind of
your first, Margaritaville, it's one of your first bosses that you can actually, you can skip if you wanted to go around. But you can, like, when you dodge roll and stuff, it's like, in Dark Souls, it's real specific when you have a, when you can actually dodge an attack, but this one feels like a little bit looser in terms of like, oh yeah, you hit that dodge. You were close enough, it feels like. Whereas Dark Souls 1 and 2 feel like really, really tight precision timing on that. But maybe that's just me.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm playing as a spellcaster and astrologer, so I'm far away from stuff. Not really. I mean, I dodge sometimes, but it's not as useful.
Right. So.
Boy, that fight's gonna be tough for you. That Margaret. Yeah. I mean, if you think he's gonna let you get far away, that's a hard fight.
Yeah, he does that throw three glowing daggers at you move, and I can dodge those.
Did you get to the second part of that fight though?
Yes.
Where he gets the hammer.
Yeah.
And he starts coming.
Yeah.
That's good.
No, yeah, my team of dogs and Sorcerer nice. Reginald, the NPC summon. Sorcerer Reginald is not getting work done. He's not good, very good. So,
yeah, darn Sorcerer Reginald.
Yeah, he kind of sucks. But yeah, like my main criticism of the game so far, having only played a small amount, is that I don't feel as accomplished when I get things done, technically. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, mm-hmm. I'm getting pieces of equipment. I'm getting a new gesture or whatever. Like, oh, I beat this small cave that had, like, two rooms in it. Whoopee. I beat a boss there.
And then, like, the bosses will give you, like, 100 souls, and you're like, what am I gonna do with this? It's 100 souls.
Runes.
Right, okay, runes.
Technically.
Like, 100 experience, right, or whatever, and you're like, great.
Yeah, you can get more runes just going around the open world and smashing up those glowing skulls. Like,
that's true. It's
whatever, but yeah, I don't know. It does feel like it's hard to have a sense of accomplishment unless you are doing, like, the big things in the game. Like, the legacy mm-hmm. dungeons is what they call them, but...
Yeah, like, I feel like there is that...
very many of them yet, because it's the beginning still, so...
Yeah, it's like there's that twist and pull between, like... And it's really noticeable, like, the fun stuff, the really neat stuff that I feel like is going exploring, but that doesn't necessarily lead you to progress in the main story stuff, so there's kind of this tension, right? So, like, yeah, I feel that too, and I'm a bit further than you are, Mary, so it's still kind of
like that. Okay, well, I'll
but then you'll end up and find some weird shit. Like, you'll find some weird stuff in this game.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like that's more of a complaint than people talking about having to, like, go to the church at night to get the summon bell or whatever. I think that's just the game letting you know early on, like, hey, there are going to be events in this game that are tied to specific places and times, so maybe you should pay attention to that kind of shit. Like, mm-hmm. everything in the game is telling you, hey, this is important, you should pay attention to this.
I could see why it's compared to Breath of the Wild in that way of, like, the world feels very connected, like you're making, like, it feels like things are happening, and it feels lived in that way, where it's like, you gotta know when these guys cross this route here at some point. This little caravan will move through during, like, noon or something like that, and you have to know how to get to that spot or do this thing at the right exact time. I could see why also, like, a lot of journalists said, like, keep a journal.
And then you take down that caravan, and you get, like, a crappy equipment item you can't use.
That's true.
Like, it's...
Here's a sword. It's a great sword. Yeah, it's like,
well, I'm a fucking mage. This doesn't mean no good.
Yeah. I'm a wizard, and this sucks. Yeah. Basically.
Yeah. I don't expect it to be, like, Diablo or whatever, and have it, like, basically only drop stuff for you, but... I don't know. I feel like with the amount of time that I've already spent on my character, I feel like that amount of time in an older Dark Souls game, I would have more stuff accomplished by now. I don't know. Yeah.
Is this much longer than one of those other games? Or is it just longer?
Yes, apparently it is.
Right, I was going to say, is it longer because we're all sort of brute forcing it right now? Because from all the talk I see so far, is a bunch of everyone just going, what the fuck do I do here? Or like, here's how you do this. Or, oh, here's this thing. And like as Thaddeus said, you can skip Margaritaville, apparently. So, yeah.
You can skip Margaritaville.
And... I mean, the older Dark Souls games, definitely, you could be in, like, different areas to progress stuff. But I think because it was, like, more linear, it was a little easier to tell people, like,
where to go. Yeah.
It was a little more obvious.
Have you gotten to the swamp yet, Mary? The swamp of Dagobah.
This is my swamp. Has someone written that yet?
In Caelid or whatever, the Caelid region.
The place with the dragon ruins. You ever been to that place with the dragon ruins?
That was isn't that a lake technically?
Lake.
Yeah, that's not a swamp. Ruins. You don't get poison there.
That's true. Okay, that's fair. Come on. When you go down into it and there's like a treasure chest in the middle thing?
Yes. No, that was like one of the very, like, my first, like 2 hours playing the game, I got transported to that area. Like,
I walk out the front door.
I wasn't able to level up yet. Yeah. And I was like, oh, well, this isn't good. And I tried to teleport away using my map and they're like, nope, you're trapped. You can't go anywhere.
You can't leave.
Until you find a point of grace. And I was like, oh, great. Cool. So I died there a lot.
Someone left a note saying, get out of my swamp.
no comment at this time about making terror. No, usually it's people saying like, hey, it is a turtle. We're going to leave all these messages just to say dog. And that's it.
I've seen
lots of question mark dog.
I've seen a friend of the show, Gaff, apparently being spammed with fort.knight.
Fortnite,
There's a lot of messages that just say Fortnite,
Great.
Because people are clever.
And then, like, something about butts, too. Like if there's a
therefore,
thing that you... therefore,
finger butthole.
Try.
Ha, 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 ha.
It's terrible. Amazing. Also, a lot of people are like, hey, secret here. There's no secrets. There's just nothing. I mean, it's all lies.
I've not seen an invisible wall at all yet.
Me either. Which also makes me wonder, like, is it like Dark Souls 2 where you have to go up and activate? Because you don't know. You have to melee it? Or is it like you have to walk up and activate it? So you have no idea. It's a nightmare.
I absolutely love the idea that all the developers of this game are just on Twitch watching everyone's streams. Just fucking, like... hitting walls, just walking into walls in every corridor, just laughing their asses off, going, "That is dummies, wasted all your time."
We put no secret walls here. There's none of them. It's like, oh,
and everyone's just wall hitting their heads on the walls. Literally, that's great.
That would be because they let you put like invisible wall in the chat text, like, moving messages thing.
That would be so dark if they hadn't.
Actually in the game.
That's great. What? Yes, of course. That'd be great. Cool. It'd be even better if it was, like, a little trap stone you have to do in the middle of the hallway.
Uh-huh. That would be good.
Which then made probably just some random ping noise, and then the wall unlocks. That'd be great.
That's a nightmare. And also, not inaccurate, but I can't spoil that for Mary.
Okay, well, great.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But that game's huge. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's like 100 hours. Like, I have no idea.
I was going to say, there was ridiculous. Like one reviewer that barely managed to beat it, or they were like on the last boss or something, and it took them 60 hours to get there. So.
And that's like mainlining it, like,
yeah,
that's like pushing it probably in some ways, not really, like, that's just like everywhere. Let's go through and also probably someone who's pretty practiced at Dark Souls, I would imagine, if they were trying to get a reviewer to finish it. So yeah, it's like a 100-hour game. It's like, I mean, it's like someone coming off of Dark Souls 2, which is also a very long game. And to go into this and go like, oh, we got a lot of game here.
It actually does remind me the most so far of Dark Souls 2, just because of the design of the areas, where it's just a little generic. I don't know.
See something. Okay. Don't you worry. It definitely goes some places.
Oh, I want to play some more.
Yeah, that's good.
But yeah, I didn't play any yesterday because I was at the arcade. So that was fun.
I'm positive on it. I like it so far. But I'm waiting for a moment, and it hasn't come yet.
So my only two questions are, one's a thought that a modder should do, and I hope they do it, and that'll make me happy. The other thing was, I was on Twitter while you guys were talking, and Jake posted a video of why, like, he would never get into those Dark Souls games, and it's a guy on horseback riding around with like a sliver of health against a boss, also with a sliver of health, so he's just waiting for the right cycle to appear, and then like the horse turns around and some out of nowhere some fucking skeleton man with a torch is just there and just burns the guy accidentally.
Yeah.
It's great. Just appears out of nowhere, just ruins this boss fight. It's very good.
Yeah, there were definitely moments where I was fighting that one guy where things had happened. I had to stand up a couple of times and just get a little air.
How is it like to play this game with a baby? Do you need lots of time? Can you get like little potential 20-minute runs and then pause?
You can. Well, you can't really pause the game at all, so that's one thing.
So there's no autosave. You have to touch Grace.
Yeah, I was fighting a dragon.
No, it does autosave. It's just that as far as progress.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
But I was fighting a dragon when she woke up from a nap, and I was like, fuck, I'm actually winning. No. Well, this is bad, but I ended up losing anyway, and it doesn't take very long. I was like, whatever, this is basically scuffed now, so it's fine.
Also, I think you feel, I don't know, sometimes when you're really struggling, sometimes I felt like
nice
maybe I should just go do something else.
That's fair.
Sometimes the fight is like, actually, you're not ready for this fight, and you have to kind of go in with that knowledge of, I guess, kind of like Breath of the Wild, of like, you're going to find some enemies sometimes that you should just probably go do something else for a little bit and get better.
But that might be part of the reason why I feel like I'm not getting much done, because I have to play in like
short-ish bursts.
Yeah. It's like, okay, she's eating dinner with her dad, and that'll be like an hour maybe that I can sneak in a little bit, or she's taking a nap. But Gary actually did something really nice for me on Friday, the day after the game came out. He took the day off work and was basically the stay-at-home parent while I was in the study playing Elden Ring all day.
That's very
basically.
Nice.
So that was nice.
That's sweet of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got a good chance to play a good amount there, but after that, not so much. Mm-hmm. Hey, I also got a new 2DS.
2DS, why?
Yeah, because Nintendo was selling refurbs of them for $100, and they sell for like $300 on eBay right now. Oh. and I wanted to hack one because they're basically declaring the Wii U and the 3DS finally a dead system and turning off their stores. Mm-hmm. So, fuck it. I'm going to hack the hell out of it. So, there you go. It looks, wow. It seems really nice. Like, the screens and everything are pretty good. Got a little nub and everything.
Ooh. Wait, show us the nub. Show us your nub.
No, God.
I don't want to get banned.
It is that one. Yeah, so that's like the the new the 2DS Pro. XL yes. or some shit. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was trying to figure out what period that thing is in.
There are only what a era few of exclusive it. 3DS games.
Like Xenochron was one of them.
Yeah, Dragon Quest VIII, which I never played on the 3DS because I had a launch 3DS, so there you go.
Yeah, same.
And the better CPU ought to help. With, like,
yes, I remember that.
Pokemon fights or whatever, the frame rate a little
Pokemon!
Bit. Oh, yeah. That was one of my most played 3DS games, Pokemon Y, so maybe I'll go back to that.
Right, Y and X, right.
Yeah.
Then Z.
But, yeah, I guess if I'm ever going to transfer Pokemon to the new games, I should
right.
get on that.
What's the system? The bank?
Let
whatever?
Your Pokemon die.
Bank. Yeah, they made it free for like the rest of, I think, another year or something.
How is that? Because I remember when Switch, you were super. Okay, you were super into the idea and using it, but I feel like there were so many like weird things that you were bitching about constantly with the thing.
Yeah,
like they didn't have the all of them or something. They didn't have all the Pokemon.
Yeah, you weren't able to like transfer them unless you had a paid promotion. I don't remember.
Right.
A long time ago.
Yeah. And I think they were slowly rolling out like eras of Pokemon that you could use and move them around and whatnot. Yeah, it was stupid.
But yeah, I got a fancy new 2DS now.
That's
so cool.
Wait, where does the stylus go? Is it on the back there?
It's on the bottom. Next to
the ports.
Jack.
Yeah. Oh, it's there. Okay. What's the hinge? Let me see the hinge.
The hinge kind of sucks. Like this is how they saved space apparently, but the hinge actually protrudes.
That's what I was looking at. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that I thought
it's
that was the stylus. Yeah, that's what I thought when you were waving it. I was like, was that the stylus? Weird.
No, that's the fucking hinge. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Oh, well, whatever.
That's pretty hinge, you know what I'm saying?
I wonder if... Is this the one where you can change out the faceplates?
Mm-hmm. Maybe, honestly.
It looks kind of like it. But whatever. Yeah, I got a new...
Spray's paint some custom ones. The last thing I have for Elden Ring is I need some modders to change Margaret or whatever to Margaritaville. And just have it as a skin of Jimmy Buffett, and eventually he's swinging a ukulele.
Put a Hawaiian shirt on him.
Yep.
Yes.
Ukulele instead of hammer or whatever the fuck it is. He's just singing.
Change out the background sound to the Margarita.
Yes, just singing.
Yeah. We'll get on this. This can be achievement of this podcast. I mean, it's very good. What a nightmare.
I want to play more of that game. Uh-huh. So, probably going to be a short podcast. Also, the experience of buying this on Nintendo's online store was a fucking nightmare.
I bet it was. Yeah. Uh-huh.
The buttons didn't want to light up. Like, it was so slow. And you had to wait for, like, it to verify your address before it would let you go on to the next step. We had like two computers and two phones going trying to buy this thing.
Was it a hot commodity? What?
Yes.
Oh,
they sold out instantly because people are paying crazy money for them on eBay. And I was like, well, I have a launch 3DS. It kind of sucks. I want to get a better one that I can hack. So yeah, we got charged for two of them. Like, we got charged $200, but I guess one of the orders wasn't really going through correctly,
right.
And Nintendo refunded that for us. Like, we didn't have to ask, so that was good. But the one order did actually work, so
cool.
As long as that one order finally worked. I think Gary had to like change the CSS on their website. Like he fucked with their HTML to get it to actually order. Like he made a button available to press when the Nintendo didn't want him to press it. So
press the button, Nintendo.
It was just basically like the order, make the order button.
Right.
Man, like
so fucking annoying.
I think people have been learning a lot of shit like that because I remember when I was getting my Series X, I was using Hot UK Deals, Hot Otaku Deals at like 3 a.m. when the baby was just up for us. I just was up. Mm-hmm. And then like the Series X was in stock at this UK website called Argos. And like as I was reading through the comments on like what to do and stuff, it was like, don't use their website because it's dog shit and it's the slowest piece of shit and it doesn't work. And then there was a bunch of like a sub meta layer of like every zone's warehouse has different stock. So someone in the north, say like Pennsylvania, uh-huh. It might say it has stock there, but it's not stock in Texas. So your versions of Argos will not pick up that. And then like they were saying, download the app and put it in your basket because you could be able to go to the actual store page for the Series X and put it in your basket, but you couldn't check out there and then go into like sign into Chrome on your phone because then you can spam loop the fact that it's in your basket in Chrome. Okay. And then like, yeah, it was just some fucking nightmare. And then it was just waiting constantly of seeing like if it was in your warehouse and people's updates of like, it's fucking in this warehouse. Go, 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 go. It's so stupid.
Buying and in the moment when you learn that, it's like, it makes sense. But then afterwards, you're like, this is the most insane thing possible. Like in the moment, you're like, I totally get this. I'm on with it. But afterwards, you're like, man, that was the most insane process.
I can't believe I went through all that bullshit just to get a damn Xbox.
Yeah, it's like fucking 4 a.m. and there was probably like 100 people and like 100 Waiting people on. Knowing how to do this. And then like at least 100 other people going, what are you saying here? I've tried this. It doesn't work. And people are just like, no, you're doing it wrong, you fucking idiot. Stupid.
Hey, if you want to buy a GPU right now, good luck to you and Godspeed. Yeah. It's about to get real nightmarish out there.
$1,000, so nothing. Well, like $2,000.
I'm not getting those 40 series if they're going to need a 100 watt power supply or some shit.
Oh, and then all the. Oh my god. And then all the sanctions and stuff are going to come down and everything's going to be insane.
I'm off grid living now, baby. I don't need to. I don't want to power. I don't want too much power.
Come on out to Pennsylvania, live off the grid, eat bears. It's great.
Yeah.
Live it.
I can't say anything about Texas and the power grid.
Cat.
If you do get solar panels, make sure you get a battery or two or whatever. Go. Make sure you get a decent battery with it.
There you go.
Because through winter and like generally in summer, what we found was we're pretty much covering all our consumption through the day. It's just like our idle consumption the night, like just kind of averages out. And then like there's a lot of periods where like, hey, the sun's out and we're suddenly getting 3.5 kilowatts an hour, and putting on the microwave is like 2 kilowatts, the kettle is like 1.8, like even the washing machine tumble dryer like 3. So like there's long periods of time where you're just excess. And like the most efficient way to save money is to like not give it to the government. It's weird, but yeah, that's the method. So yeah, get a battery because then you can store it, you can use it overnight. Like if you get a decent one, you can even cover like cloudy, rainy days for like 2 days after or some shit as well.
I should do that at some point. What do you use heat wise? We're still on gas.
It's central heating here, which I think is gas. Yeah, it's gas.
Yeah.
It's a boiler, which goes to a giant water tank, and that American systems are weird, because you have the, like, HVAC. At least my wife's, like, houses and stuff, like, your garage, there's just a giant zone where you've got this fuck-off huge machine, which I've never seen in my life until I went to America.
Yeah, water heater, yeah.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Don't get the cakeless ones. They suck. I've heard relatives complain about that every time I go to their house.
Also, do you guys have, like, the fucked... Thaldin might not, but do you have the weird fucked up, like, floor heating where there's just vents in your floors? It's so weird. Or the air AC.
Air blown heat.
Oh, okay. Mary doesn't.
That's what we have.
It's so weird. Such a weird system.
It is bizarre.
I mean, like, logically, it kind of makes sense, because then you don't have giant-ass radiators everywhere. Like, you can see in the crevice there, there's a giant radiator. Mm.
My grandparents in New Mexico actually had floor heating, which is, they, like, have wires under the tiles. Yeah,
that's expensive.
It was nice. It was nice.
Yeah, that's why.
In New Mexico in the winter. Right. So.
That's why I want to move away from gas to a certain extent. It's like, yeah, it's nice when it's, I don't know, when it's on, but when it turns off, it gets cold at times. Like, it doesn't radiate in a way. Having it in the floor, though, I bet keeps the floor nice and warm.
Oh, it was nice, yeah. It seemed excessive.
It costs a lot, I think. I think those systems cost a fuck ton. But hey, if you've got it,
it's a dream.
Yeah, it is. It is a dream.
Yeah. Now they don't live in that house anymore.
Yeah. The issue with radiators is, We need to make her learn that hot is bad. Or, because I don't want to spend like hundreds of pounds getting radiator covers.
I have one more game, and then we can get to DJ. And my one game is Warhammer.
Yeah.
Hello, welcome to Total War Warhammer Talk. I tried to get Popcans on to talk about this, but pretty good. That's odd. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a pretty good... I think it's the best Warhammer game. I mean, Total War Warhammer game.
Total War Warhammer. Makes sense.
So far...
Vermintide's the best Warhammer game. Two.
How dare you? Yeah, it's good. They've done a lot to, like, make it easier to figure out for newcomers to the series. So it's like, the tutorial's really good this time around. A lot more detail. You can open up different things and... They give it a lot more detail and stuff like that, so it's a more enjoyable game in that respect. And then, I don't know, it's fun. It's not for everybody, though, and I kind of know that. Okay, Vegas Opener. What are we talking about?
Disc golf.
Oh, boy.
Fuck yeah, it's back, baby. Disc golf's fucking back. Starts this weekend. The Vegas Classic. I'm hype.
Probably the only place that's actually warm enough.
That's kind of why they start there, I think. Mm-hmm. I think they go to like New Mexico or something like Arizona next. Yep.
It's true.
The knowledge that Warhammer 3 is... the worry...
RTS, right?
Yeah, but the worry with some of those is they get stale or like... The second ones and third ones just don't expand any well. Like, remember that other Warhammer kind of, like, semi-RTS they were doing for a little while? It wasn't Sega, it was before that. It was 40K.
Not Dawn of War.
Might be Dawn of War.
Might be Dawn of War.
It wasn't quite RTS, it was semi-base buildy, semi-RTS. Yeah, it was fine. Like, the first one and two were pretty decent, but then, like, it just fully ran out of steam. And then, like, the last couple were just nothing, nothing extra. Right. Like, I think they tried bringing in, like, that the giant, big, fucking monstrous mechs.
The big mechs, yeah.
Yeah, there were some giant mechs that they were constantly teasing. Like, they're coming in! Like, no one cared. Yeah, so it's good to hear that, like, the iterative updates are still very good in that game. Yep. Are they adding... With each one, are they constantly adding more, like, factions?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's not a case of, like, two has these four factions, but they're gone now, or you have to pay DLC for them later on or some shit. Mm-hmm. They're in the game and they're adding more. Okay, cool.
Yeah. They're in the game, they'll add more. I probably think, I don't know, it's probably like a 5-year game for the bad stuff.
Yeah, I remember the previous one was a big deal.
So. And they get a free update of like the big map, which is going to come at some point.
Right.
Which is all the games.
Oh, that's cool. Huge like the map. Hitman's style. Like,
yeah.
Put big, one and two map. In this game. Cool.
Yeah. It's like 1,000 regions or something. It's an unbelievable size. Interesting. Huge map. But it should be fun. I don't know. I'm not very good. Also, hot take. I'm not good at Warhammer. I'm not good at Total War very much, so I have no idea. Who knows?
Yeah, I love the concept of those games, but like getting into, getting like deep in those games is like too much.
That's tough. It's tough. Yeah.
Did you go? I think you did, because I feel like I've seen some of these TV shows, but there was definitely a British one that was like, hey, you fucking historians, you think you're hot shit. Let's recreate some like wars, and let's see if you were tactically any better than either the previous person or just another team, because I think there was like some game show element to it. It was definitely a British show, and they used like a Rome Total War or something. They literally just used the game.
Yeah, they probably did Rome Total War.
Yeah, and like there's like this fucking, like, you know how they do on like when they have those missions in those movies and whatnot, like, hey, we're gonna put people here and here and here on like a giant table and stuff, and then like they just show snippets of the game running.
Yeah,
right.
It's very funny.
Sounds very dumb, but yes, also very believable.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, I'm playing Kislev, making some progress. I'll have more to say when Elden Ring is done.
Yeah.
You know?
I just want to play it. I'm sorry. I'm a bad podcast person.
No.
Because I don't want to talk. I'm tired. I just want to play a video game.
I get you. All right. DJ, we'll move to you. Sir, I believe you have a pack of cards to open.
Oh, yeah.
The TV show was called Time Commanders.
Oh my
from
God,
2003 to 2005. It's so good. Fucking Richard Hammond was hosting it as well. Perfect.
Okay, I mean, yes. I mean, that's who you would get. I mean, okay. That's fair.
Fuck yes. He's so stupid.
Listen, we all love the Grand Tour. Let's all be honest here. All right? We all love Top Gear.
Or OG Top Gear, yeah.
Fine. I don't need Top Gear.
It's a great time.
Cars.
Time Commanders.
Thaden sent me a care package from America, like, probably 5 months ago at this point. And,
hey!
Well,
that's not my fault.
He prepped this 5 months ago. Probably took a few months to figure out how to deliver it. And then, like, the delivery systems all decided, nah, let's not deliver it.
It's not today.
So it finally arrived. As you can see, this very fancy...
Very fancy hat.
Minor league baseball hat that I know doesn't sell over here. So you have to import it, effectively arrived. Also, one of the delays is... I did ask him to buy one of these because Blizzard was having a mega sale. And, like, I think he delayed shipping because... this was like, what, $5 or some shit? I don't know why it was so fucking cheap. But a fucking May Pachamari, which is very nice.
True. Very cute, yes.
Also, it killed the Blizzard store. Blizzard store no longer exists, as far as I know. So
really?
Whatever
it's dead.
Happened there, wow. It's gone, my friends.
Wow. Interesting. Maybe I shouldn't have ripped that fucking box apart.
yeah.
But yeah, I like that Pachamari. Their Pachamaris are cool. I don't know
very
why.
Cool,
I found, like... I think I might have mentioned on this podcast when I was with my wife, maybe around the 4th of July time, we went to a couple of GameStops, and those things were like fucking $3 in the clearance items in GameStop. Yeah, I don't know why those things don't sell, but whatever, I'll take them. They're cute and fun. What else? He gave me
a bobblehead.
Christmas card. The bobbleheads, they're still in like this weird... plastics.
They're in foam. Don't open them. It's gonna
give
be a mess. That's that foam where it like kind of breaks apart.
Oh, it's already started.
It's a nightmare.
It's already started, but yeah. Hold on. I'm almost there.
Hopefully that survived the trip. I was worried. Yeah. I was concerned.
You're lucky I'm not breaking them because it's the Yankees and fuck the Yankees.
Yeah, there you go.
But yeah, little bubble guys.
I think it's Joe DiMaggio and
Joe DiMaggio and Martin, whoever the fuck he is. There's
Martin
Nitram on the back.
He's the man.
He's the man, is he?
What's up?
Yes,
nobody.
Look at those
wonderful
faces.
Yes,
haunting image.
Yep. But yeah, bobbleheads are great. So now if an earthquake happens, I will know.
Special, by the way.
They are, I know. Isn't that fucking a new Moesha or some shit? I feel like I saw that on Disney Plus. There's a new one of them.
Surprise, or like sister or something.
Yeah, it's stupid. There's a new, what's that, the Wonder Years. It's a new Wonder Years on Disney Plus. Really
there's
dumb.
A new Fresh Prince.
Yeah,
I gotta watch
it's all dramatic. Prince, it's all dramatic. Yeah. Yeah, it's so stupid.
Gossip Girl version of Fresh Prince.
Fucking How I Met Your Father. It's all zoomery, millennially zoomery. Yeah, so these cards, I've pre-opened them. This is going to be awkward to, like, just show you. So here's card one.
Ooh.
Jose Reyes. And okay, it's Jose the Reyes. Mets. The for Mets. Us. Okay. Mets.
You got a message too,
like,
90s now.
But, cards or something?
I have no clue. They had like.
This should be older.
Nah.
What they are.
They had like this top of the class, three cards. Yeah. I assume you got these at the game, right, Tharden?
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
I assume.
Actually. Oh. Yeah, those I got at the game. The one, the old one, is from that old machine I told you that existed.
Oh, fun.
Forgotten time by everybody involved.
Oh, in excellent.
Store.
Yeah, there's a big pack of that. Like, okay, so I thought that was
maybe open a big pack. That might be the older
Let
one.
Let me run through this quick. Okay, yeah, there's this. Students work hard, get grades.
Cards.
Oh, get cards. Okay. David Wright of the Mets. I don't think he plays there anymore.
He probably definitely does not play there.
There's this guy, Vladimir
Valentinin.
From where? The Mariners? Seattle Mariners? I don't think I've seen him before.
Nope. You're going to be lucky to get, like...
Fucking, what are these names? Jesus. Akinori Iwamura. Akinori, he's Tampa Bay Rays. I have never heard of him. Jesus, I play so much fucking MLB Show, I've not heard of any of these guys.
Listen, these are down the roster here. You got to fill the pack with somebody.
Here's CJ Wilson of the Texas Rangers. So look at his high leg. I enjoy
That's
a good pitcher.
Hip.
Yep. If a pitcher don't have the dumbest fucking like pre-throw movements,
right?
It's useless. Students work hard, get cards. Thank you, David Wright.
Again, just yep. David Wright out here just telling you really what's going on.
Here's Roy Halladay of the Blue Jays. Let me just try and find a year for this. Okay, yeah, 98 to 2007.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Yeah, Mary, you might be right. These might be like classic cards. 01 to 07. This fucker, the Akinori, was only here for 1 year in 2007. So okay. That's great.
A great player. Yeah. A memorable figure of the Baseball Hall of Fame.
Yeah, here's Roy Oswalt of the Astros. He's a pitcher. So...
Man, his
Your
arm.
Team, Mary. Washington Nationals, Ryan Church.
I'm only going to know, Nolan Ryan or whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
Nolan Ryan.
Hey, guess what? You know this guy, David Wright.
Hey, let me tell you about work hard, get cards.
Yeah. Here's Jamie Carroll of the Rockies. I don't know if these cards are nice because they have, like, the signatures or whatever. Who knows?
First editions, the only card they ever signed.
Oh, shit, we got a fancy one. Oh, fucking, then it fell. Northern League? What's the NL? I forget. National League leaders of strikeouts. You've got Peavy, Harang, and Schmaltz. Padres.
That's
the Schmaltz. Yep. Peavy, Harang, Schmaltz. 240 strikeouts, 2007. So yeah, all these cards are like 2007 based.
Yeah.
Which is kind of...
What a year for baseball. The year 2007. The year of our Lord. 2000.
No, these are totally like this rapper also has like copyright 2007. So I think you're fucking what's your Rail Riders?
The Rail Riders.
I think your fucking Rail Riders have just been holding on to like these fucking things for a decade plus.
A long time. Baseball cards might not move.
Maybe they've just got a warehouse like in their field.
They do.
A shed just full of these fuckers.
Definitely.
They just got to 2007. Maybe they're just rare for that sake alone. Okay, here's these old ass cards. Oh shit, there's like a weird Lego thing as well. Hold on. Okay, here's Ozzy fucking Virgil. I'm gonna stop doing this because this is what the fuck? Don? Oh no, okay, so it's the Atlanta Braves, Ozzie Don, Ozzie Virgil or something. It said Don Russ or whatever, which I was very confused. Is that the company name that you did him from?
Don Russ. There are a couple different baseball organizations.
Yeah, I assumed it was always like just Tops. This is Kirk Gibson of the Detroit Tigers with like a real old Tigers logo, so you know these are fucking classic. Let's try and look at these names.
Logo Tigers.
1983 to 1987. Damn. Let's just quickly look at the other one. Yeah, 1983 to 87. This might be a fucking...
What if you grab... who would be in 1987?
1987, I have no clue. There's a guy from the Pittsburgh Pirates that might be around that time. No, he might be older.
Nobody from the Pittsburgh Pirates is worth having a card up.
No, there's one person... But it's ages old, yeah.
Hot take.
All 26, 1988 Diamond King prints. Yeah, I think this fucker's from, like, the 80s, this pack.
Jesus. Does he have a great mustache? That's how you know if they're from the 80s.
Hold on, let me check. Pretty decent, and this guy's got a full beard. Sorrow for Kirk Gibson's winning the mustache war. We have... Kurt Manwaring, who looks definitely from the 80s. He looks definitely like he doesn't even
Kurt Manwaring.
Nelson Arturo Liriano, which is a great card because you can't see him at all.
Good. Maybe you want to bump that brightness up.
Yeah. Charles Theodore Davis, this is a pretty strong stash, and I think he's going to be ahead. Okay. That's a pretty strong stash, I think, so I think he beats Kirk. Here's Edwin Nunes. I feel like I've heard that name, Nunes.
Yeah, sure.
Vaguely.
From the Mariners. Telmanch Gainey. Telmanch Gainey is
good
just
old
here to
have Telmanch
fun
Gainey.
Time. Yeah, Astros. He's a local legend, Mary.
Telmanch
Christopher
Gainey.
Michael Bando. He's got a good name, but I have no clue who he is or if I care about him. He's from the Cleveland Indians. I feel like that's not... Is that a team still?
Uh-huh. The Indians are
really? Sure. Yeah,
very.
Uh-huh.
Willie Randolph. I feel like Willie Randolph is a name. He's a Yankees.
That is a name, yeah. He's from the Yankees, so of course
Yankees
he's a name.
Logo. Yeah. James Earl Steeles. That's a very good name.
James Earl Steeles.
And he's not messing around with his fucking...
Look at that stash. I'm telling you, 80s baseball players and mustache.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a match made in heaven.
Barry Louis Larkin, he's just here getting headshots for...
that's a good one.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Henry Eugene Garber.
Look at the mustache.
Casey Royals.
Amazing.
Yep. Ted Henry Power is a very good name. I want to hopefully that focuses in, but his hair is pretty good looking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
His hair is...
He's really pitching right now, too.
Ted
He's
Power.
Really trying.
Yes.
Ted Power's
powerful
doing good.
Stance.
Robert George Deere, pretty boring card from the Brewers. Honestly, did not know Brewers lasted that long. What is this? This is just like a weird checklist. Apparently, there's 409 cards. Just going to quickly scan if I know any of these fucking names. Bill Schroeder? Nope. I think like none of...
I don't
of,
think so.
Yeah, no. George Fraser?
George Fraser.
Candy Maldonado is a good name. I've never
Candy
heard of him.
Candy Maldonado.
Willie Hernandez?
There's a dude named Candy.
Willie? Yeah, Willie's a...
There's
Willie's
a guy... It's probably his nickname, but it's his real name now. It's like when you were in that first NFL fantasy football that we did, and who's Nicktoon, and you found Nick Flagantoon.
Yeah. Classic character, Nicktoon. Everybody loves Nicktoon.
There's also a guy named Kirby Puckett, but that's it.
Good old Kirby Puckett.
Yeah, you've heard of him. Is that because you just Googled Kirby and it came up?
Like, I recognize the name, like people talking about sports.
Weird.
That name.
Kirby Puckett.
And then there's this weird, like, thing that you can pop out into, what, like, a three-piece puzzle.
You want a three-piece puzzle? We got them.
Yep. Oh, no, it says collect all 63 pieces to complete a puzzle. So I think there's a whole puzzle you can create.
That's kind of cool, actually.
Yeah. This is, like, 34, 35, and 36. I mean, good fucking luck getting the others, because this is like an 80s thing.
You will never find... you could spend thousands of dollars.
Found a vending machine.
Lost in the hills.
Nowhere. Yep.
Nobody's checked that vending machine in so long. It's, old.
Christ. I'm glad you found some real special bullshit. Thank you.
No problem. There were still, like, Beyblade training cards and stuff in that thing.
I mean, Beyblade like, training cards? What?
That's yeah, like, thing? real weird stuff in that one.
Did you see that they're making a live-action Beyblade Hollywood movie?
Yes. That's very good.
Jerry Bruckheimer is making a Beyblade movie.
Jerry Bruckheimer?
Yes. I'm not kidding.
Man, Jerry lost some money in the stocks on the ponies or something like that if he's out here trying to make a Beyblade movie.
Yeah.
That's tough, Jerry. You're really struggling if you're out here making Beyblade. Also, I have a ton of Beyblades. Anyway, let's move along.
Have a ton of Beyblades?
I'll be honest.
I think I gave them away. Which in hindsight is kind of a bad thing because I had like all like the first original run of those Beyblade ass Beyblades, and like some of them are real rare now because kids destroy Beyblades. Mm-hmm. And I just had a bunch of them, like all the first runs.
Nobody can ever beat my Beyblade. I just want you to know.
Fucking what was Silver Wolf Dragon or some shit? Thing was nightmare.
Silver Wolf Dragon.
It wasn't a dragon. It was like a silver wolf or something. The guy had a fucking like head strap on him, I'm pretty sure. It was a fucking chaos nightmare in those little plastic tiny things.
Was it like Let It Rip or something?
Let it rip.
Okay. I remember that. That's it.
Good. Beyblade, what a classic show.
Beyblade has erased my mind now.
And like the White Dragoon top was also top tier because it spun the other way. That was the fucking killer thing that it would do.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a fucking great defense top because it would just like repel everything.
You actually played Beyblades.
Oh, I didn't really play it. Oh, I just played Beyblades.
Played some Beyblades.
I had a little plastic fucking the arena, and it's fucking useless. I'm protecting you. Like, they just go in and they can bounce out fucking like it's
tread
nothing.
Your eyes.
Yep.
You have to wear eye protection.
Which is even crazier, because now they come out with metal variants and shit. What the fuck?
All right, let's let it rip out. Unless you guys have anything else. Anything else you want to talk about?
No.
We can let it rip out of here.
The baby's crying, so.
All right. We'll go then. The only thing is to mention is Pokemon Scarlet and Violet got announced with new announcements.
Pokemon That's the only... Day.
Pick your starter for the good of the order.
Are you a grass cat?
Okay, you're a grass cat. I can't. I'm gonna be
it's
a fire
Quaxly.
Starter.
It's Quaxly. Oh, we're all one in each.
We are all one in each.
You want the herb cat?
I
want the
his name
cat.
His name sounds a Sprigato or some shit. Sprigicato.
Gatito is
Sprigito. Sprigakito. Sprigakito. Don't mess with my man Quaxly.
Quaxly.
He'll send his dad on you.
Quaxly is, he looks like
he does look like a rich kid or something. Yep. My boy Quaxley.
Punk bitch.
My boy Quaxley.
Don't make him call the Rage Rover.
Yeah, exactly. His dad owns a dealership.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's Spain, right? Is the kind of thing that got over Spain.
The Mediterranean in general.
Hopefully it's gonna be so like
Arceus. Are they trying to like link in Portugal and stuff as well?
Yeah, probably. They're probably doing
that. Probably makes sense, yeah.
Very Spanish Portuguese.
When you think of Spain, what do you think of? Off the top of your head, go.
Dragon Quest live action commercials that were filmed in Spain.
Oh, great.
Because they think Dragon Quest is like, I guess the setting is technically Spain or Europe or something. So
what
there you
do
go.
I think
That's
of
good
I...
tourism. Spain's done a good job on tourism.
I probably think of Hannibal of Carthage.
Good tourism.
Going over the Alps, and then you name Barcelona after him.
That's Hannibal good.
Barca.
Here, I'm going to link you guys this commercial because it's so good.
Or Pinella.
It's so fucking dumb.
And over in the UK, we think of like Ibiza and party beaches where people get shit-faced and just have a lot of sex and drugs and alcohol. Poor Spain. Sorry, Spain.
Boy, yeah, no. Pokemon have never been more racy.
Just drunk British tourists in Spain.
Yeah, that happens a lot.
There's going to be a big Pokemon nightclub in this game, right? Like, it's got to be. You got to do
Ibiza, great, like, yes.
I just want to see a Pikachu just busting some moves. That's all I want.
This is
I
a very good
commercial.
They're
all speaking
commercial.
Spanish in this Dragon Quest commercial. Japanese commercials are speaking Spanish. So, all right.
Why does this commercial look like it was, it had a budget of like $100?
Because
like they just hired the local LARP team on like
they have
an
a
hour
of bad looking live action commercials.
Oh my.
For these games.
This commercial is amazing. And I'm so
this
bad.
Is like a it's like a fever dream.
This one's what? A little better.
Fucking the hat, the one lady wearing
yes, really the green hat. It's a really cool fitting.
Oh no,
it's very good.
It's very dumb. This Dragon Quest VI commercial is way better. But they're all speaking Spanish, and it's set in Spain as well. So I don't know why they do this, but yeah, they do. So that's what whenever somebody mentions Spain, I think of Dragon Quest live-action commercials.
My God, I never knew these existed.
I understand
But I love
now.
The big, beefy man they picked for like the Dragon Ball-style designs, that character.
Oh, I see the hair, so
yeah.
Now he needs to get out of the shadows.
Wow.
Yeah,
oh, very
good.
Ha! Huh. Well, that's cool. And by cool, I mean Waking Fever Dream, so it's good to know. Pokemon, though. Let's make it like Arceus. I hear good things. I should legally download Arceus. That's all I'm saying.
I wonder how this game will run. Like
the new Pokemon,
it's supposed to be out by the end of the year. So
that's insane. That's insane.
Yeah.
You think they're lining up a 3DS update? A Switch Pro. You think they might be sneakily doing that?
I mean, with
launch of Breath of the Wild 2 and Pokemon new Pokemon.
I mean,
I think they just do Switch 2 at this point. Don't you think?
Yeah,
I mean,
it needs to come out. And maybe it's backwards compatible with all old Switch
games. Yeah, I would think.
Obviously that, yeah.
Because like at a certain point, like, does it really matter? Like, the limit between like, hey, upgrade versus a new generation, like, it really doesn't.
Think Steam's also done the hard part for them and forced like China to start the factories for those chips? Because from what we know, like, the Steam Deck is basically the chips that Switch were quote-unquote planning to upgrade to or use for their Pro
really?
Or whatever. You think maybe, like, Nintendo's just going to jump on their bandwagon and be like, we'll pay you for X amount of chips. You've already got the factory going. We can pay for, like, more chips and keep the factory running. It's the same thing, so you're not changing anything.
Yeah, I mean, might as well, right?
Right.
There's not a lot of downside to that right now. No. As long as you can price control it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Especially with everything going on. Like, as long as you can price control it, why not?
Like, yeah. Really. I mean, they already have their, like, OLED variant, so they've already done the legwork for prepping that screen.
Sort of screen side stuff, yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah, I could totally see, like, them just working with the Steam Deck suppliers and just jumping in there at some point. Because at some point, the Steam Deck, like, near the end of Q2...
Nintendo was teamed up with NVIDIA, though, and not AMD.
I thought Steam Deck was NVIDIA.
I think it's AMD.
Oh, never mind me. I thought the Steam Deck was basically, like, the chip that everyone was expecting the Switch to get, which was the NVIDIA chip, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you would expect, even if they, you know, like, yeah, you would expect, right? $400, I mean, you can't really price control that, but, I mean, yeah, I would expect, no, even still.
Yeah, never mind, I was wrong, yeah, you're right. Steam Deck's AMD's into RDNA 2 business.
Yeah. But that is competition, like, especially if that thing takes off, like...
I wonder how it can do emulation and stuff like that, especially if Nintendo stuff. Like, it's hard to not say it's probably the better answer if you're looking for a handheld at this point.
Well, I don't know. I haven't... The Steam Deck is still kind of hard to get. So.
That's true.
Yeah,
that's true.
They're claiming Q2 2022... If you buy one, it'll get to you then.
Yeah, I don't know. That's not like walk into a Target and pick one up or whatever. Like,
sure.
Nintendo.
I will say this new Pokemon, though. Boy, the windmills in that thing don't look good.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying. They need to do something. Anyway, hopefully. But maybe. Trap it up.
Sorry, I keep getting distracted looking
the
at
baby.
The baby.
I forgot about the baby.
All right.
She might have gone back to bed. She was supposed to. So sorry, we'll go. I'm so
Adios.
Distracted.
It's getting
today.
Super dark.
I'm
in
yeah,
my house
it
now.
Is. I'm becoming I noticed it transition
more and more dark here.
You're struggling with the blur.
The dark is the blur. I'm beginning to blur myself.
Yes.
Which is real tough. But yeah. Anyway, that's been Rob's Baghdad. We'll have more at some time soon. Check us out, runfacts.gmail.com.
Hopefully,
is our email address.
Not this weekend, but the next week after that. Every other week.
Yes. Every other weekend.
We're supposed to do the podcast.
We'll try to do another
Maybe
podcast.
Maybe I will have played more Elden Ring by then.
Maybe by that point, I will know what an Elden Ring is. Maybe by that point, I'll figure out.
You like to put an adult only tag on
Oh,
there.
No.
Go like that. You just make a. That's the emote.
Yeah, that is the emote. I found some other emotes which are better, though.
I did,
just be
too,
honest.
Yeah.
Found one where you just hang against the wall
yes,
and look real
one's...
cool.
Yes. I want to play my video game.
All right, good night. Wish you well. Thank you. And remember, Nicktoon. Have a good night.
Yes.